This is Mohamed Anas Ben Othman, the Microsoft Center partner from Tunisia and software development student. In this video, we will see how to use the Mapu Data Collections projects for Windows 10. You can see it in GitHub. It's an open source project. Just fork it and make any contribution. You're all welcome. And in this video, we will create a to-do application and save the to-do items in the local storage for the app using not the SQLite, but we will use the Mapu Data Collections library. So let's start. On the Visual Studio, I'm going to create a UWP app and call it to-do. You can go here and go to the source.cs and get all this code to implement it on the application. So let's just download it. Now we have the application created, we will go to the Solution Explorer and add to the to-do app a class and call this class MDC, and this class will copy and paste all this code from the source.cs from the downloaded zip file. We can see that it requires the newtonsoft.json, so we have to install it. Install through the tools, NuGet Package Manager, Package Manager Console. Just install package newtonsoft.json and give it a couple seconds to finish installing. Yes, that's done. And now we can just implement it in the application. So we have here the main page where we can put the list of all the to-do items. First, we'll create the app layouts. So we'll create four pages, a page for adding a to-do item, a page for editing and deleting, and the main page for viewing all the to-do items. So I'm sorry, these are three, not four. So because I just said four, correction, it's three. So we'll create some other pages. Add and another page, call it edit. Now we can play a little with the XAML. We can, for example, put in here a stack panel that contains text box. Let's just zoom in the view, give it some margin, placeholder text, which is a, I don't know, for example, task description. And a toggle switch, give it a, don't know what property exactly, yes, of content. Done. Not done. Oops, it's done. Not done and done. Yes, so If it's off, the task is not done. If it's on, the task is done. And give it a header, task complete. Finally, get another sec panel. Maybe just a grid. Yeah, a grid with two buttons. Update and another. Delete. We can set the vertical line to button. Give it 20 margin. And give this a horizontal line left and right. The other button. Finally, give each one of these a name, but before give it some margin. So this is the task description. This is the task status. You can just copy the same code for the add task page. And keep a one single button. Add task. Okay, now for the main page, we will use to bend all the list of tasks into a list box. So let's first create a stack panel for the item template that contains a text block for the task description. So task description goes here. Give this a margin. Can play a little with the colors, background white, and 15, and another text block, or maybe, yeah. For the task to tell if it's not done or not. Task is done. So we will implement this into a list of type of tasks just that looks just like this one using the list box. So this is how it's gonna be looking like exactly. A list box with this box. Item template. Data template that contains this. We'll here do the binding. Description. Again, binding. So that's if it's done, it will take. It will just say true. If not done, it will say false. And oops, yes. Give this a name. Task list. Just watch the next video to keep on with this tutorial. Enjoy watching videos on channel9.microsoft.com.